Running over the next 2 days, Cynet 61 is an event looking at the state of innovation when it comes to Australia's cybersecurity capabilities. Now, one of the panels on offer is called What is a Cybersmart Nation? It aims to look at the state of cybersecurity skills in the country. Joining me on the line is panellist and director of the Australian Centre for Cybersecurity, Professor Jill Slay. Professor, thank you for speaking to breakfast this morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, a very big question that's being asked, does Australia have a skills shortage when it comes to cybersecurity?
Yeah, we have a very definite skill shortage. I was at a meeting yesterday with the government and the number that was just being touted around was 200,000 now. But off the top of my head, if we look forward, we have a shortage of everybody from the lowest level kinds of technicians to professors in the country. There's very few professors, academics, people to teach TAFE, people to work across the banking industry. We just have a shortage at every kind of skill level.
Now, why is this so important?
I think it's important because of the increase in cybercrime, increase in hacking, the increase in malware. And so there's a huge need to defend and protect our systems. Banking, finance, the government, they're just all targets of crime.
So there does seem to be quite a big disconnect there. I mean, we certainly hear in the news a lot about cybercrime. You're mentioning it's quite a big problem. It is on the growth. Why are we not getting people coming through with the right skill sets?
I think we haven't done a lot of forward planning, and we haven't necessarily created a workforce or a sort of a stream of kids coming out of school with the right kinds of background. So this is why there's been an emphasis on STEM education. We're just not giving the underpinnings for the kinds of degrees and diplomas to be able to take on the jobs. I think it's because we haven't thought about it.
That's an interesting take on it. So do you think we're just not preparing ourselves for the next sort of 10, 15, 20 years?
I think we haven't been preparing ourselves because I think that the growth in cybercrime was an exponential one. We were just, I would say that we were surprised, as it were, organisationally by the actual rise, and we haven't thought too carefully about the people that we would need to fight this.
So what sort of a turnaround can we do, though? I mean, obviously these are skills that are not developed overnight. I mean, if we're not working now, when are we expecting to have these skills actually enter the workforce?
I think this is why with the Prime Minister Turnbull and his cyber strategy is actually being implemented now. And all those issues are actually being thought of now. And everybody that I know who's concerned in any way in this area is looking towards a quick growth. But if you consider that as a kind of a pipeline, you've really got to start with the schools if you want to produce technologists or technicians. But the other thing we have not always thought about is the fact that cybersecurity is not always just a technical issue. There are many other issues, law and policy and regulation and administration, for which you don't need a degree in engineering or something like that with a specialisation in cybersecurity.
So that's interesting. You're seeing it as multidisciplinary and but still looking at that cybersecurity focus.
Yeah, that's what I've been able to do in my centre. So my centre, which is based in Canberra, at UNSW Canberra, I have 190 people doing part-time master's degrees, but of them, some of them are doing the only course in the country which is looking at sort of cybersecurity policy. I have people who are managing the cybersecurity function, as well as those who are doing things like focusing on digital forensics or the skills which you need for pen testing and things like that.
Now, you're definitely as mired into this as anyone could be. Where's your confidence level that we can turn this around and actually be prepared?
I'm actually much more optimistic now since we've actually got a concrete strategy. There is some government funding. And also that now that there is a recognition that we have a problem, I see people coming together to fix it. I think I was more concerned when the problem wasn't recognised, and to be absolutely honest, when we had continual reviews of this at sort of a national level, but the review, because for political reasons, like, you know, there was a Gillard review which didn't really amount to anything, and because of the constant change in Prime Minister, there's been delay in actually having a response to the need.
So you think a little bit of stability and a little bit of politicians paying more attention could be that shift that we require?
Yeah, because we do now have a special advisor to the Prime Minister, a minister, and we're going to have a kind of ambassador for cybersecurity. And I think putting in all those positions and creating the structure around them will actually help this process. Until then, I think it's been reliant on people like me, who you could call, in some ways, we're enthusiastic amateurs. I'm not an amateur, but you know what I mean. In terms of policy, I'm an enthusiastic amateur.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're on board, and your enthusiasm has been very much appreciated, I think, by nearly anyone who knows this industry. Professor, thank you very much for chatting to Breakfast this morning, and good luck with the conference over the next few days.